From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned North Korea's latest missile launch as absolutely intolerable. Mr. Abe spoke alongside President Trump at a hastily called news conference in a room at Mr. Trump's vacation home in the state of Florida. President Trump expressed his gratitude to the Prime Minister for his comments.
Thank you very much, Mr. Prime Minister. I just want everybody to understand and fully know that the United States of America stands behind Japan, its great ally, 100%. Thank you.
The North Korean missile launch, the first since Mr. Trump became president, took place early from an air base in a western province and flew eastwards to the Sea of Japan. United States immigration authorities have arrested hundreds of immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. It's happened in raids across the country, although authorities say the enforcement action was not linked to a recent executive order signed by President Trump to limit immigration. A spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security said the raids targeted criminal illegals, noting the arrests were part of a routine action. Afghan troops backed by American air support Sunday launched a major offensive against Islamic State or IS bases in the eastern Nangarhar province. A regional military spokesman told reporters in the provincial capital of Jalalabad that security forces have been tasked to clear Khat and other districts of IS militants before extending the action to other districts. Afghans refer to IS by its Arabic acronym Daesh. It said that both military and police forces have been involved. This is VOA News. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde voiced optimism Sunday that U.S. President Donald Trump's planned tax cuts and construction spending would boost the American economy, but said they could cause trouble for the economies around the globe. Major U.S. stock indexes are near record highs, with the new U.S. leader promising to unveil a phenomenal tax cut plan in the next 2 to 3 weeks, while also pledging to launch $1 trillion in major infrastructure spending to fix the country's deteriorating roads and bridges and expand airports. Al-Shabaab militants overran two small military camps outside Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. In a dawn attack today, military sources estimate that about 40 to 50 government soldiers were stationed in each of the two camps. At least two soldiers were killed. Al-Shabaab claims its militia seized ammunition and two military vehicles. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr urged his supporters to suspend a demonstration near Baghdad's Green Zone after violent clashes left several dead and hundreds wounded. Iraqi security forces fired tear gas at al-Sadr's supporters after reports they were trying to advance on the area where government institutions, including parliament and the prime minister's office, are located. Al-Sadr, who has strong ties to Iran's clerical establishment, held numerous protests outside the Green Zone last year, demanding the resignation of various government ministers and overrunning the Green Zone before withdrawing. Anti-abortion activists and supporters of a woman's right to choose staged demonstrations in dozens of U.S. cities Saturday, with the nonprofit group Planned Parenthood at the center of that discussion. Anti-abortion activists organized rallies in more than 200 locations Saturday. They're calling for the federal government to stop providing funds to Planned Parenthood because it provides abortions. It is something President Trump has said he wants to do. Meanwhile, pro-choice activists organized in many of the same locations to express support for Planned Parenthood. More than 70,000 Greeks evacuated their homes in the country's second biggest city Sunday to allow experts to defuse a World War II bomb. That bomb contained about 250 kilograms of explosives and was discovered 5 meters below ground during excavation work at a gas station last week. Police went house to house ringing bells and knocking on doors to remind people living within a 2-kilometer radius to leave their homes. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.